when we had fried chicken. I don't think we had any of these pieces, but it's a favorite piece with kids, so that you can...
Pulley bone, yeah. Wishbone.
Same thing?
Yeah.
What is the deal there? What's supposed to happen if you get something?
Whoever gets the large piece in some societies gets his wish, and in others, it's whoever gets the small piece. So it can all depend. It's a really confused situation.
What is it down here?
I think it's the large piece.
Yeah. Have you ever heard any comprehensive term, any general term that you could use to describe the inside parts of a hog that are edible, but that you might not normally eat?
Sweetbreads or breads, innards.
Yeah. What would that cover?
Shit. Not that. Sure. I think, oh god damn it. I would say that would cover the stomach perhaps, chitlins, which ain't edible, except when you're stupid. Liver, hearts maybe. There are a lot of parts that you can eat, I'm just not familiar with. Sweetbreads what the name of them are though.
You ever heard of that called the Haslet? Or Harslet?
Maybe so, I'm not too sure.
Which one?
Haslet, maybe.
Okay. This expression, if you hear your cow mooing and your horse neighing, probably getting hungry, you might say, well, didn't know it was so late, it's getting right on the...
feeding time.
Have you ever around here been on a farm and heard a farmer call to his cows to get them to come up to the pasture?
Mm-hmm.
What would they say?
Something like that. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard anything that sounded like a sook cow? Sook, something like that?
Yeah.
But it was mostly hoo-wee.
Hoo-wee and yeah, all sorts of weird stuff, you know, all sorts of weirdos.
As far as you can recall.
Sometimes they ring a bell. That's the one he just was. It says vocal cords slightly.
As far as you know, would he say the same thing to calves if he were calling them to come in?
Yeah, teach them how to get the herd instinct into them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what about if you were plowing with the animals, mules, horses, or whatever, and you wanted to say something to get them to turn left or right? You ever heard those, anything along that
gear,
line?
Gear, haul, or something like that? I'm not too sure.
Do you know which is which?
I wouldn't want to be around to find out, actually.
Yeah. Probably be advisable not to be plowing around a steep cliff and say the wrong thing.
Just take right off of them.
What about if you wanted to call your horses to get them to come in from the pasture? Ever heard anybody do that?
Mm-mm. No, we haven't.
Okay. Maybe whistle?
Yeah, maybe so. Okay. Start feeding. I mean, if a horse looks up and sees you feeding, putting out the feed, they'll know to come.
Mm-hmm. Say if you were riding a horse and he was standing still, what would you say to him to get him started?
Get him up.
And if he was moving along, what about
whoa.
To get him to stop?
Right.
Okay, what if he was moving and you wanted him to pick it up a little bit, go faster?
Might as well cluck or go something like that and get him to move.
Okay. Say if you were feeding your pigs, have you ever heard anybody say anything or call to them while they're feeding?
Yes, there's a pig, pig, pig.
Yeah. Or piggy, piggy, piggy.
Piggy, piggy, piggy.
Something like that. Yeah. What about calls for chickens?
Bastard, let go of my leg.
Have you ever heard any calls for sheep?
Sheep, sheep, sheep. I'm flat.
You haven't heard it? Okay. Say, this verb, if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you say you need to
groom them.
Or you need to
saddle them.